Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin chapters 19 in the Book of Sirach. Our practice today is in verses 5 through 8. Whoever gloats over evil will be destroyed, and whoever repeats gossip has no sense. Never repeat gossip, and no one will reproach you. Tell nothing to friend or foe, and unless it be a sin for you, do not reveal a thing. Gloating over evil or spreading gossip goes against moral and ethical principles. It shows a lack of empathy and compassion for others and can harm relationships and reputations. Additionally, it can create a negative and toxic environment, leading to mistakes that can create havoc in your own life and cause you to sin against friends, family, or foes, which is not what God wants any of us to do. Remain guarded, speaking not falsehoods but truth to the joy of salvation. Keeping secrets is important for building trust and maintaining healthy relationships. Sharing personal information without permission can be a breach of trust and damage relationships. It is important to respect others' privacy and confidences. Once you win the trust of another, guard it with your life, maintaining trust to live redeemed, allowing yourself to embrace true friendship and not a lost desire of excess and spite. Be the friend you would want to have in another. And respect, give first and foremost. Confessing sin is important for personal growth and accountability. It allows individuals to take responsibility for their actions and seek forgiveness. Confessing sin can lead to healing and reconciliation, whereas keeping it a secret can cause guilt and shame to fester. Confession allows us to acknowledge our mistakes and shortcomings and to seek forgiveness and redemption. It frees us from the burden of guilt and shame and allows us to live authentically and honestly. By confessing our sins, we take responsibility for our actions and commit to making amends. This process can be difficult and humbling, but it is necessary for personal growth and spiritual transformation. It allows us to confront our flaws and imperfections and to strive towards becoming better versions of ourselves. Confession also fosters humility and vulnerability as we open ourselves up to God and others. It reminds us of our need for grace and mercy. It helps us to cultivate compassion and empathy towards others. In the end, confession leads to true freedom and peace of mind. It enables us to let go of our past mistakes and start anew with a clean slate and a renewed sense of purpose. It is through confession that we can experience true forgiveness and healing and live a life of integrity and authenticity. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany as she continues to battle brain cancer. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 19. We've got verses 5 through 8 today for our work of two stanzas. It's ongoing. It's titled, Sense None in Gossip Repeating. Destroyed are evil gloaters, sense none in gossip repeating. Gossip, repeat, never toasted. You reproached, never fleeting. Foe or friend, nothing them tell, unless it's your own sin. Your life never reveals a smell. Let your odor create life again. Amen. Hi, I'm Tom Cruz Wiggins. It's February 26, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A little later this morning, got a little thing, some work going on this morning in the prison. We have a Bible study class that we are starting today. It was supposed to start last week, but we had lockdown, so we'll be in prison today and starting a Bible study class. Looking forward to working with the men once again, as we continue to do in our work with the prison and taking the next step and visiting those who are within the walls of confinement. Amen. We continue to pray for those who need prayers most today, and we look to share our love of Jesus with anyone, anytime, anywhere. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We close today at 7:11, being thankful for all things in Jesus' sweet name. We always say God bless you to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too. Hope to see you at some point in the future. And we continue to reach out to those most in need by asking them to confess Jesus as their Savior. Amen. Close in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Confess, be a good friend, and keep your tongue and your thoughts to yourself. Unless it's your good friend, and share what friends do. Truth. Amen. God bless you.